Okay, Rabbi Sai, we're going to start again from the beginning of the sugya of the keyhole, and we'll go with Hashem and Talina. So the Gemara started with the, how do we know that Loi Rechutz Yedayim V'Raglayim is a chasaron, and it's Mechawa Avoida. So the Gemara brought the pasuk of a rachtu, and then the Gemara said that Lamaisa starts he came with the Samaakiv Babono with Samaakiv Boy. That was the Maskon of the Gemara. It came with the Samaakiv Babono with the Samaakiv Boy. The question we had was that Lachaira, the first Rechitza that you do for the day on Yom Kippur, is the regular Rechitza that you have all year. Be known as Kamilin Halacha between that Rechitza and the Rechitza of the whole year. And since the whole year, the Nesilus Yedayim from the Kiyo is Ma'akir, the Yom Kippur can't be any different. So, how could it be that it's not Ma'akir? So, Taka, the Shittim of Ubetzes, Taka learned that the Nesilus be shown on Yom Kippur was never a silent to the Gemara. And even the Gemara's Kasha wasn't really a Kasha. When the Gemara said, it's Safa Nami, the Gemara said, if that's the case, that the same kind of meets Yom Kippur, the Gemara said, if that's the case, the morning also. The Shittim of Gubetz's words is not Pshat the Gemara, have a meaning that the Tilchi Dayim Tzafah of the Kiyah is Taka not Ma'akas. The Gemara is just saying that since the Tzafah is not Ma'akas, don't make the whole Biyak to begin with. The Rashi is learning that with the Biyak and the Chanami, it wouldn't become perfect. That's clearly what Rashi says. You look at Rashi's Lashon. Rashi says clearly, the Tzafah Nami. You look at the Lashon. I should just like this. The equal exchange of Rashi. In Cain, I feel the Kiddush of Shachar, so Yema Kippurim, Nami Loi La'akir Be. So Yema Yema Kippurim Yilvesha. So Rashi is saying that, that Yom Kippur is a Niyot, and the Mele, even the Kiddush of Dayim V'Glayim of the morning is also my mind. And that really, Lachar has no shot. The whole brisk rub that we had in Ukhazavad and Simiki Purim explains that there's two Kiddush Yedayim lines on Yom Kippur, two dinim. One is Midin Yom Kippur, after Seda Yom of Yom Kippur. And that's Takana Machao Avoda. But then there's the Kiddush Yedayim lines from Parashas Kisisa. And that Kiddush Yedayim lines is the regular Kiddush Yedayim lines of every day. And that's the Chukamakis. That can't even be a discussion. And that's why the Shita by us, you look at the Shita Mukubetas, the Taka says, Kwar, Yochi, the Safa Nami, look at the top Shita Mukubetas. Zokel, Vafilu Ochi, the Safa Mabino Mizel Shoka Mukusa de Godi. Zokel, Rav Daskin, the Ace of the Safa. Yeah? In other words, the Shita Mukubetas is saying there's no Havamina. That, of course, the Kiddush Yedayim V'Raglayim of the morning would actually be massive. On that, there's no shaila. That's what comes out from the sugya. Okay. So the only mahalach that we have here to really explain Shittas Rashi is to explain that the Kiddush Yedayim V'Raglayim from the Kiyor is a hazmona la'avoda. And that's why it's compared to the Big Day Kuna. And Big Day Amalei Meikuna from Alayim. The Kiddush Yedayim V'Raglayim is Hazmona La'avoda. And the Mewa, Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, he's Mezumen Voimich. He doesn't need Hazmona. He's the only Kohen Oivich. And since he's the only Kohen Oivich, nobody else is worried to do Avoda B'chlal. He doesn't need exclusivity on Yom Kippur. He's the Mewa exclusive. And Eibazoi, the Kiddush Yedayim V'Raglayim on Yom Kippur would not be Makis. The Kamash only Gemara is not like that. But at least the Avamin of the Gemara would make sense. That's the way to learn Rashi Shita. That's the way you would come out. So the Gemara's Mamashich, so now if we take that into account, that it's Hazmona, now we could start the next year, you have some kind of deal in it. The Gemara says, Kiddush Yedayim V'Raglayim, Ein Tzorech L'Kaddish B'Laila. B'Laila Tzorech L'Kaddish B'Yom Divir Rebbe. So Rebbe basically holds that the Kiddush Yedayim V'Raglayim by Kodshim goes after the Yom Kodshim. And if you do Kiddush Yedayim V'Raglayim by Yom, you don't have to do the Kiddush for Laila because it's one day. But the next day, you need a new Kiddush. Yeah. So Hoya Rebbe Omer, Lima Mayelos Kutubi Shigan Ragam, he's a Psalina. Now here's a big tumult between the Bistarov and the Avi Ezri, between the Shach and Avi Ezri, between the Shach and the Bistarov. The Shach learns that when the Gemara says that Lima is tackling here, doesn't mean Psalina of Kutchim of Kharder Akula. Right? You say Lima Mayelos, it means that it's a Hefzik and Avoidance. In fact, I was learning with Tzvi this morning, and Tzvi was also wanted to learn that way. That the lina is not a psul lina of Kohater Kulin. The lina is more of a psul of, it's a hefzik in avoid a kiru. But to make here work for that day, it don't work vice. The Biskarov, he learns no. He learns, the Biskarov learns that it's mamish a psul lina. It's mamish a psul lina. That's how the Biskarov understands. And the Mela, the way he understands it, it's like the regular Kulisharis. In other words, over here, your hands get Kedushas Kulisharis. And on Kedushas Kulisharis, it's Makis. That's a couple of people. Takamakis. As Kedushas Kulisharis, it's Takamakis. That's how the Biskov understands. So in other words, it's no different than if you put a Milcha into a Kulisharis. Okay? Put a Milcha into Kulisharis. And then you wait overnight. But halacha is that mincha now becomes posim. That's halacha. Okay. So when the kohen is makadosh his hands for avoda, it's the same kind of halacha. The night comes, it becomes posim avoda. Same thing. The yosef is makadosh yodav v'raglo. So now it's like his hands got kedusha from the kusha. The key is the kusha. It's like his hands got kedusha from the kusha. And now they become possible bulimia. That's the understanding. And the problem we're going to have with this way of learning is the way the Gemara reads, right? Shehoyah Rebbe Yomer, Rina Mayelos Pekibish Yadayim V'Agrayim. The Rebbe Rav Shimon Yomer, Ain Rina Mayelos Pekibish Yadayim V'Agrayim. Doesn't work Pekibish Yadayim V'Agrayim. Okay? Now, the Gemara brings down clearly Shehoyah Yomer, Umakav Al-Gabi Mizbech, the person was talking during our Veda Kol Ha'ayim. Shehoyah, in the morning, then because it becomes possible in it. In the morning you have to do a new one. And what about Shimon Oimer? No. Even Shekibish Elavarago Mitzchilu Favoida, Afilu Mikam Barasoyom and Kroch Lekash. That's the Gemara. Now, interesting it is that the Gemara continues on Chof, which will make Hashem get a chance more to talk about next week in Ezer Hashem is Baruch in person. The Gemara there talks about the claim that it's Makadosh Yodav for the Trumas Hadesh. And over there, the Gemara says that he doesn't have to go ahead and be Makadosh if you're dying or dying again. Even though it's already Alois HaShacha, the Chorus should become possible. Right? Chorus should become possible. No. Why not? Because the Avoider is, since he did Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, from the beginning of Avodas Hayayim, right? So therefore, it's continuous. The problem is like this. If you have to learn, like of Shach, that it's not a regular psalina, yeah? So then, we can start saying first, why over here, since you wash your hands in the field, for the Shalomah Hadesh, and it doesn't become possible. Okay? But if you learn it's a regular lina that we have by all Kabbalists, like the Biskarov, and the hands claim somehow have Kedushin. And by the way, there is a strong svara to say like the Biskarov, because the Gemara later has a question, if to make kiyur on this sobalina, the water in the kiyur with the whole pulley system that Ben Kotten was misakin, that to make kiyur shouldn't become possibleina. Okay, so you have the same issue there as far as it becoming fossil. And the Gemara applies the rule of Psulina that we have in our sugya, meaning the hands of the Kohen. The Gemara makes an analogy that if you hold Yad Kohen, it becomes possible, Lina, then potentially the water in the kiyur becomes possible, Lina. Now, if you learn it's nothing to do with Kedushas Klisharis, then the connection between the two is very unclear. Some of you say, well, it's not connected. But simply, it is connected. But really, this needs a lot of clarity. to have clarity in this evening. That's why it would make more sense to say the way we started explaining in the previous year, that the union of the one designation. So if you learn this a designation, so then it makes sense that if you're designated for this purpose of the Tumas Hadeshim, now you're the male designated for the day. Because the Tumas Hadeshim is the beginning. If you learn, on the other hand, that it's a Tzuchus Kli, then it doesn't really make sense that you should make it, as long as it was done before Alois HaShachar, comes Alois HaShachar, you should become possum. It's similar to what we have by Birch Sater. It's a big machloikis. Some hold you need a new Birch Sater every Alois HaShachar. Like the Nemuka Yosef. Okay, Rabbi, I will continue. I'm just going into one of the Kedalim, and so I'm going to have to stop a little earlier. I apologize. We'll continue next week in the session.